This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus Elazar ben Bela Felberbaum in honor of his Yom Haledes on Chof Hei Adar and for Refuah Shleima Bekarov. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hameitzar El Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of reliving the past. The Torah says, Zuchor Yemois Oilam Binu Shenois Dor Vador. One should remember the past and learn from it. One should learn from the older generation how to conduct oneself. The Friedrich Rebbe writes, the true Shimusha Shel Torah, service of Talmidei Chachamim, to learn from their ways, was accomplished at Chassidei Shefarbrengens, where the Ziknei Chassidim would relate Sipurim of Tzadikim and Chassidim. They would explain and discuss the lesson to be learned from them and arouse the listeners with the appropriate hisoyrus, ensuring that it would be brought to performance. Therefore, the telling of Sipurim was cherished by Arabeim and the other great tzaddikim of Chassidus. Sent by the Tzemach Tzedek to Ruzhin to take care of a public matter, the Chassid and Goyin Reb Isaac Humler used this opportunity to observe the ways of the Ruzhin Chassidim and their Rebbe, the Holy Tzaddik Reb Yisroel. At that time, two Chassidim came to Ruzhin to receive the Rebbe's Haskama for Sforim they had written. One was Chidushei Torah, and the other was Sipurim of Tzadikim and Great Chassidim. The Rebbe instructed that some of each Sefer be read aloud, and the Tzadik then sat in Dveikus for some time. He then proceeded to praise the telling of Sipurei Tzadikim, an activity in this world which raises echoes in the Echolis of Tzadikim and Olam Haba. And thereafter was mefalfel in some of the Chidushei Torah written in the first Sefer. The Tzaddik instructed his Gabbai to write Haskamais for the Sfarim, first for the Sipurim, and then for the Chidushim. Reb Isaac was impressed with the Tzaddik's pilpul on the second Sefer, but was puzzled by the precedence given to the Sipurei Tzaddikim. A few days later at Rish Chodesh Suda, the Tzaddik suddenly said, "This Goyin is surprised at my behavior in giving priority to the Sipurim. Truthfully, this has already been addressed by Rashi, where he asks why the Torah begins with the story of the Avos before listing the mitzvahs. This is because the Sipurim tell us about the greatness which Hashem does in the world." Turning to Rabbi Isaac, he concluded, "I followed the same order the Torah used." The Friedrich Rebbe said, "Remembering past times was very special by Chassidim. Homes were saturated with Midas Toivois and Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisroel. And no matter whether rich or poor, they were always open for Talmidei Chachamim. In the past, Elter Chassidim would speak on their own without being asked. It was not storytelling, rather a way of life was shared." In the year Tofrei Samach Gimel, the Rebbe Rashab told his son the Friedrich Rebbe, "For a while, I have been complaining at the oil of my father, the Rebbe Marash, about my lacking in Chassidus Shefarbrengens, which came as a result of spending my time for the needs of Chassidus. I asked to receive this as a gift, and my father agreed. From then on, I began to hear Sipurim in Chazyonos Laila, visions at night." Later on, the Friedrich Rebbe said, "From that time, I heard numerous stories from my father, the Rebbe Rashab, but I would not ask where he had heard them." The Rebbe spoke at a Farbrengen that since Sipurei Tzadikim bring to Yira Shemayim, it is therefore an important supplement to learning Torah. It will encourage a person to add in Torah and Yira Shemayim and bring the person to serve Hashem Lishma. The Friedrich Rebbe writes in a letter, "In the education of children, it is vital that in addition to their reading Agados in Ein Yankov, they be given Sipurim of the Hanhoges of Tzadikim, which they can understand properly. One must oversee that they read it with full attention, testing them to see that it was understood, and to train them to tell it over slowly and in order. After each sipur, it is necessary to explain the lesson in Yira Shemayim that is derived from it." The Rambam writes that speaking highly of tzaddikim and their qualities is beneficial, for it encourages the listeners to want to follow their ways. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that saying the praise of tzaddikim is praising Hashem, and it reveals the good within the one telling it. The Rebbe Rashab once asked his mother, Rebbetzin Rivka, to tell a specific sipur to the Friedrich Rebbe. Rebbetzin Rivka said she would, but only later on when she would be settled and able to focus properly. She related what she had heard from the Tzemach Tzedek at the Seder. Mitzvah l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim, through sipurim we can go out of Mitzrayim. Va'afilu kulanu chachomim, kulanu nevoinim, kulanu yoidim esayro. Even one who is a true Chabad chassid, Chabadnik, still has the obligation to tell chassidish as he put him, for these will take him out of his mitzrayim. Rebbetzin Rivka concluded, since then I am careful to tell Sipurim only when undisturbed. The Friedeke Rebbe related, as a child, my greatest pleasure was to hear Reb Hendel tell of his childhood days spent amongst the previous chassidim. From every story or minog that Reb Hendel would relate about them, he would learn a lesson and a midah toiva. For him, Avas Yisroel was one of the greatest qualities. He would speak from the heart with a chassidish bren, excitement, using soft words that would penetrate the heart. In the town of Zherbina, there lived a chassid and lamdin who was of great stature in understanding and midos toivos. He was Baki, Bishas, Bavli, and Yerushalmi, Tur, Zohar, and Kisvei Arizal, and was also a great Baal Tzedaka, and one of the great chassidim of the Rebbe Maharash. He was known as Reb Zalman Zherbiner. The Friedeke Rebbe heard many sipurim from him, describing the life of chassidim and the ways of chassidus in the previous generations. When Reb Zalman would relate a sipur, he would begin by recounting the time, place, and conditions at the time, giving the listener a full picture of the event. While hearing him tell the sipur, one could feel himself in the atmosphere of the chassidim in the sipur, and could actually see the Rebbe who was being described. Before the Alter Rebbe would say a Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, he would say, the words of Torah from the Zayde, as he called the Baal Shem Tov, are a skula for an increase in understanding and Yira Shemayim, and the stories of the Zayde are a skula for long life and parnasa in abundance. When the Tzemach Tzedek's daughter fell ill, he suggested that Sipurim of the Baal Shem Tov be read to her, for it is a skula to heal high fever. Once, after returning from the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, the holy tzaddik Mendele of Rimanov prided himself that the Baal Shem Tov had appeared to him. When word reached the tzaddik, the Degel Machane Ephraim, he became angry at him. So Mendele set out to reconcile with him. When he arrived, the Degel Machane Ephraim, without inviting him to sit, turned to him and asked, "Where am I now?" Referring to the tzaddik's machshava, Mendele said, "In Yerushalayim." And now, the Degel Machane Ephraim continued to ask, "In the Beis HaMikdash." Impressed, the Degel Machane Ephraim then asked if he had truly seen the Baal Shem Tov. When Reb Mendele confirmed that he inquired about what the Baal Shem Tov had said. He is upset that people only tell over his miracle stories and not the stories of Yira Shemayim from which lessons can be learned. Hearing these words, the Degel Machane Ephraim then invited Reb Mendele to sit down at his side. The Tzemach Tzedek would often send the younger light to the Chassid and Goyin Reb Hillel Paritcher to be directed in the ways of Chassidus. Reb Hillel would place the newly arrived younger man under the auspices of two senior younger light, who in addition to explaining the basics of Chassidus, would most importantly tell Sipurim about the Rebbeim and previous Chassidim. They would review each Sipur numerous times until it would penetrate the younger man and he would know its details very well. Then they would ask what lessons in Tikkun HaMidos, in Yira Shemayim, and Hashkochas HaBoyrei could be learned from the story. They would urge the younger man to toil as one does in deep learning, to find the lesson, and they would help him in this. Finally, they would tell him what they had been told by their Madrich, Reb Hillel. On the first three Shabbosim of a newly arrived younger man, Reb Hillel would relate a Sipur in addition to the Chassidus that he said every Shabbos. After the Sipur, they would sing Nigunim and then discuss the lessons to be taken in Avodah and Haskalah from the Sipur. Reb Hillel explained the reason for this procedure. The beginning of Avodah is Adam ki yakriv mikem. A person has to offer of himself. However, in order that one should know that he is an Adam and how an Adam should behave, the Sfarim of Bereishis and Shmois, which are mostly Sipurim, come first. From the other side of the wall, the Alter Rebbe once heard Chassidim praising him highly. Without warning, he opened the door, called to one of the Chassidim and asked him, "Am I a greater Lamdan than you?" Embarrassed to reply, he remained silent until the Alter Rebbe asked him to answer. "Yes," he said. "Am I wiser than you?" the Rebbe inquired further. "Yes," the Chassid answered. "Am I more of a Yarei Shemayim than you?" "Yes." "If so, that's enough that I be your Rebbe." And the Rebbe concluded that the high praise of the Chassidim only comes from their own yeshus. In the Yechidus with the Chassid Rebbe Abba Pliskin, the Rebbe spoke of the need to tell over Sipurim of Chassidus Yidden. The Rebbe emphasized that he meant specifically those about Chassidim, for when hearing Sipurei Tzadikim, people can think that it is too far removed from them.